Appetite, Part 2. Nirmal's Mexican-themed birthday party, complete with a mariachi band and regional Mexican food, was an enormous hit. The whole event was religiously photographed, filmed, and transformed into bite-sized reels. The beautifully curated content, replete with endearing hubby-wife snapshots and videos capturing squeals of excitement and laughter from their circle of friends, was gradually released over the day to Seema's ardent followers. Each post sparked a flurry of activity in the comments section, with fans eagerly expressing their adoration. Software engineer, superwife, party organizer extraordinaire. Is there anything you can't do, Wonder Woman? One read. Birthday boy looks so handsome in his sombrero, another one said. Reading the adoring comments made Seema's heart swell with pride and joy. The ones that somewhat soured her spirits were those pointing out Nirmal's eternal youth. The underlying insinuation was that, in contrast, she was showing signs of age. These implications irked her. To ease the sting, she sought solace in a few more margaritas, allowing the tequila to wash away her irritation. "They are not wrong," she said to herself. After the amazing party, which was hailed by the guests and the birthday boy himself as the best party ever, Seema settled on the couch, flipping through old photographs from when Nirmal and she first met. Their initial encounter was at a mutual friend's engagement soiree. Their connection sparked as they started conversing about the DJ's playlist, which remarkably featured all their cherished hits from the 90s. The initial exchange opened the floodgates to more fascinating discoveries about their shared hobbies and preferences. They started hanging out with each other after the event and remained friends for nearly a year before Nirmal expressed an interest in being more than a friend. Seema, who had loved him from the moment they met, said yes. Scanning through the photographs, Seema begrudgingly agreed with the comments. It was as if time had left Nirmal untouched while etching lines on her face and gifting her with the fullness of her figure. "Anne's got good genetics," she muttered, attempting to stifle the rising tide of self-loathing. Vivid memories from her adolescence and early 20s flashed in her mind, periods marred by depression as she battled bullying and body shaming by classmates and relatives. Discovering Nirmal had been a pivotal moment in her life. He had cherished her for who she truly was and had transformed her fraught relationship with food, infusing it with his own passion and enthusiasm for gastronomy. Presently, Nirmal came and hugged her from behind and kissed her on the top of her head. "Come on, honey, it's time to deliver on your promise," he said cheekily. "What if I said I'm too tired now?" she said.
"Then we will cuddle up and have a big old snooze fest," Nirmal said.
"Too bad, mister. I'm turned on by looking at all of your sexy snaps on my phone," she said. The soft chime of a message notification resonated from her phone, but she paid it no heed as Nirmal swept her off the couch. As he cradled her in his arms, leading her towards the bedroom, her phone slipped from her grasp and nestled itself among the cushions. User Nisha234 was not the kind of woman who made up lies or indulged in gossip. She was in fact a superfan of Seema's account. The social media star had met her adoring follower several times in person. Nisha was a schoolteacher who seemed to have strong morals and a sensible head on her shoulders. So when she messaged Seema to let her know she had seen Nirmal wandering around her neighborhood in Shivamoga, she took the news seriously.
"When? At what time?" Seema typed furiously. "A few nights ago. I think it was Tuesday. It was really late. Maybe close to 2 a.m. My husband was returning from his hospital shift. He had forgotten his keys, so I had to wake up to let him in. And I saw someone who looks like... Well, I'm certain it was Nirmal. I saw him clearly, right under the street lamps. He was placing something heavy into the boot of his car. And then he drove off," Nisha responded.
"What car?" Seema inquired with trepidation.
"A silver Hyundai," Nisha typed.
"Oh God,"
Seema said softly. That was Nirmal's car, all right. Could it be that Nirmal was involved in an illicit affair? What else could prompt him to frequent that part of the city at such late hours? Yet more pressing than that was the mystery of how he managed this nocturnal escapade without her knowledge. Are you okay? Nisha's question dropped into the chat box. No, I'm not, bitch. I'm shaking like a leaf. Seema wanted to type back. She instantly regretted the thought. Nisha didn't have to say anything to her. Surely it must have taken a lot of bravery for her to share this information. Is that your car? Nisha pressed. Seema thought for a second and typed, We do have a silver car, but Nirmal has been home every night. I'm certain of it. You are mistaken. Seema dropped the phone on the couch and stared at the ceiling. He must have snuck out on one of the nights when he was ostensibly doing one of his cook-ups in the basement. A memory assaulted her with furious intensity. She was back in high school, cornered by her tormentors who taunted her with chants of fish lips, fish lips, fish lips. Their fountain pens were at the ready, poised to mark her with blue ink. A choking sensation gripped her throat. Sweat blanketed her body. Her heart pounded against her ribcage in a frightening staccato. The fear was so palpable, it felt as though she was on the precipice of death itself. Seema clenched and unclenched her fist, taking deep, grounding breaths to pull herself out of the engulfing vortex of her past. As the terrifying echoes of her memory faded, she was thrust back into the uncomfortable reality of her present predicament. That evening, as Nirmal returned from work and headed into the shower, Seema stealthily made her way to the garage, armed with a flashlight to inspect the car. At first, she couldn't discern anything unusual. Then her attention was drawn to a small clump of soil, entangled with bits of grass clinging to a corner of the car's trunk.